This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis's personal taxes are a subject of a ProPublica investigation out today. The story says he did not pay any federal income taxes for several years, like other ultra-wealthy individuals, and that doing so was legal. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
In response to this story, Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters that he supports changes to the tax code that would require people with his vast wealth to pay more in taxes, such as a wealth tax, a value-added tax, and a carbon or pollution tax.
One of the reasons you see these larger gap in our country between the super wealthy and everybody else is because of our unfair tax system.
Polis is up for re-election next year, and when asked if he'd release his tax returns, he didn't commit either way, but he did say he would back a requirement for all candidates to release more information, including tax returns. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some of the big cats at the Denver Zoo are breathing a little easier today. The zoo says its two Amur tigers have recovered after testing positive for COVID-19. Yuri and Nikito were diagnosed with the virus last month after staff noticed they were coughing and lethargic. The zoo still has 11 African lions sick with the virus. All of the cats are unvaccinated, but officials say they will vaccinate them once the zoo gets more doses of the animal-specific shots. Thanks for listening. There's more to come on CPR News. It is 67 degrees in Denver right now. Tonight, it'll go down to 39.